Blue Apron Big Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we ask two of our comedy pals to come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out, with the audience playing along live in the stream, which stories are the lie. Am I correct, Jessica?
Like always.
Would you please introduce our guests?
I would love to. I'm so excited. We have this gentleman who's been on MTV. He often opens for Chris D'Elia. He's an hilarious comedian, no longer a Trader Joe's employee. We're sad about that.
I'm not.
This is Craig Conant.
Yeah, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Craig. Welcome to the show, Craig. This is like your third time?
This is my third time. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very, very welcome. We also know that you are the worst liar on the planet Earth.
I'm prepared today. I got Third time's the charm, baby. Third time's the charm.
All right. Please introduce our second guest.
Second guest. You've seen him on Comedy Central and Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. He's also a door guy with me at the world famous Comedy Store. He probably is most notable for living with Mitch Burrow. This is Dan.
My credit is living with Mitch.
Well, Mitch is the man.
Oh, shit. Boy, don't feed his ego anymore. Jesus.
I really love what you guys did with your Comedy Door Guy videos. That was awesome. And they got so many views and hits. Congrats on that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we made like so many of them. I mean, we kind of ran out of things to do, and then we just kind of took a break. But I mean, hopefully we plan on bringing it back once the Comedy Store officially reopens. I think we're going to do one big last one for, you know, to celebrate the doors opening, whenever that is.
Oh, great. No, it's really awesome. And you guys did such a great job with it. So so here's what we're going to do. We're going to introduce our on-air producer, Mr. Michael Evans, the man with the plan.
Hey, everybody.
And thank you for everyone that's playing along. Jason Marino, Katie, all these people. Jason, there you go. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to rotate stories around. And then we're going to have Michael do the recap. Right, and then we're gonna make a vote. Who wants to go first, Craig Conant?
All right. I'm scared. Okay. Hey, I thought I had a little dick when I was in high school. I was about 15, 16 years old, and I was about to lose my virginity to my then girlfriend at that time, and I watched a lot of porn. And as we all know, porn, they got fucking horse cocks. So I looked down at my dick and I was like, all right, I don't have a horse cock. I was so insecure that I hit up my buddy. I'm learning lessons. I'm not going to name first and last names. Usually I name people and I'm like, why did I do that?
I know.
My buddy.
About your sister, we were all like,
I do it all the time. I'm like, fuck. Anyways, my buddy, he kind of is a criminal and he used to knock people out and rob them. So he knocked this one guy out at this party and he robbed them. I bring that up because that kid he knocked out was older. And he took his wallet, and then I said to my buddy, like, hey, you still got that one kid's, I didn't tell him to knock him out. I felt awful. He was one of those guys. He just did it. Anyways, I go, you still got that kid's wallet? Can I use his ID? Because I'm 15, and I need an ID to go to the porn store. It'll make sense in a second. So now I get this kid's ID, and I go to the Pleasure Island on Hawthorne Boulevard in Torrance, California. I can name them. Go get your porn there. Support your local businesses, COVID-19. And then, so I go there because I'm going to buy a penis pump to make my dick bigger. And I found out about those because I have porn catalogs and, you know, they show you stuff like that. So now I'm in this porn store I'm like 15, maybe 16, with a fake ID, looking at penis pumps. And you would not believe the variety they have. They had $40 up to $300. Electronic pumps where you just click a button to hand pump ones that was much cheaper. That I obviously bought the $40 one because I'm in fucking high school and $40 was like a bajillion dollars to a high school student with no job. So now I buy this penis pump. I take it home and I use that shit, and it's like a suction cup over your dick and you pump it up. It's like a fucking balloon pump. And all it does is inflate your dick with air and pulls it out of its fucking socket, and it hurts, and it maybe makes it this much, like fucking a quarter inch longer, but really just because you're yanking on it and pulling it out of its fucking socket. And then as soon as you pull off the suction cup, the air vacuum, it just deflates and goes like a fucking balloon. And then you just got this little bit longer flaccid dick because you just stretched it out. So then it doesn't fucking work. I'm a cheap high school student, so I try to return it because I'm like, I'm getting my money back. I go to return it and they're like, dude, you can't return this. I was like, fuck. And then I take it home, and it was a perverted item. So the suction cup that goes over your dick was pussy lips. It was labia. So I fucked it twice, and then I threw it away. And then when I threw it away, I was a dumb fucking high school student, so I just threw it in the trash can, and I left it on top. And then my mom found it, and she thought it was a bong, and she picked it up, and she's like, what the fuck is this? And I was like, Mom, don't touch that. She smashed it on the ground, and yeah, I don't even have a small dick either. I have a half a foot long, and I'm doing just fine. I'm a nice, normal guy. I'm not big, I'm not small. I'm fine with it. But because of porn, I learned that when I lost my virginity, I did good, you know? And then I was like, she's like, you don't have a small dick. I was like, I don't. Like, it was a shock to me. Yeah, so I don't have a small dick. And fuck insecurities in the porn industry. And that's it.
Well, my first thing I'd like to address is this is all, it could mean the world in a perfect moment. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a bad thing.
All right. I get it.
Wow. And so did you have to do this with a pump? Like,
it was literally like a balloon pump. Like you pull it and you pump it, and it just sucks the oxygen out of the tube on your dick. And it basically just inflates your dick with air, is what I can best describe it, and pulls it out of its socket a little bit.
So pull it out of its socket. What is this?
Out, but I mean, just imagine just yanking on your dick with force. It pulls it out of its socket. You know what I mean? Like just tying a weight on it, hanging a weight on it, you know, stretch it out. I don't know. It was unnecessary. The whole thing was unnecessary.
Have you ever dislocated your penis?
I have never dislocated my penis.
I'm asking Dave.
No, I don't think the dick socket is a thing. I mean, Craig is definitely not a doctor for dicks.
Whatever. Dick root, your chakra root, you want to be spiritual about it.
His whole story was just an advertisement for his dick. Like, yo, I got a all right size dick, ladies.
Who advertises, hey, ladies, I got an okay dick. Nobody. I have a slightly better than average dick.
Well, you got to put it out there in the universe.
No, I've never talked about my dick. Like, if horse cocks talk about the dick, or actually, they probably don't, because they have horse cocks, and it shows through the pants.
First of all, he warned us. He said he was going to bring it, and he brought the first story, and I think it's a pretty good story. If anybody...
Yeah, Dave. What are you going to talk about, whacking off again?
I was on Craig's podcast, and I told a lot more stories about whacking it than pooping.
So many whacking stories. I was like, Craig, why are you only talking about whacking off?
He likes poop stories, and that's not my jam.
Poop stories are so funny, and all I want to talk about whacking off. I was like, give me a shit story. And he wouldn't give me a shit story, and he gave me like four or five jerking off stories, and I'm going, what's wrong with you? And he's going, what's wrong with you? I was like, give me a goddamn poop story.
Alrighty, well, I think you've changed it up. Okay, so let's move it along to Dave's first story.
Oh, hey, how you doing, guys? Good. Yeah, when I was in high school, I kicked a game-winning field goal for my high school football team. Why is that hard to believe, Craig? I had practiced like a bunch. Like I that was like the position I really wanted. So I got on the team and I was the kicker. I would kick all the time and practice by myself. And then we had this game. And then the first half of this game that I kicked the game winning field goal, I missed an extra point and I missed like two field goals. And then like halftime, I had kind of like a whole meltdown in front of my teammates. It was like losing my shit. And, you know, in sports, it's not good to have like a meltdown in front of other dudes because people really busted my balls. So it wasn't a good time for me. The second half. The second half, the score kind of went back and forth, and we were down by like 2 points, and it was like a minute left, and the other team for some reason was still like throwing the football, which they should have just been running the clock out, and they were throwing it, and we intercepted them. It was a miracle, and I realized that I was like, oh shit, I think I might have to try to kick a field goal, and I started panicking again and starting having a meltdown on the sideline. And then my coach turned to me and goes, hey Davey, this ain't the goddamn Super Bowl. And I was like, oh shit, he's right. But still, it was scary. And then eventually, like maybe 2 or 3 plays later, they were like, yeah, you got to go in there and kick the field goal. And I go out there and I'm all nervous and shit. And the quarterback, who was also the holder, he looked at me, he goes, hey, if you miss this, we're gonna kick your fucking ass. And I was like, oh shit, this is even more pressure. And then I kicked the ball and I made it, and you know, I went from being like a zero to a hero, and it was really rad. And
was like your Rudy moment?
Well, I mean, I wasn't a Rudy moment because I was on the team, you know, like people had to beg Rudy to get in the game. This is, I don't know.
Maybe like Bobby Boucher moment.
Yeah, like the water boy.
I have a question. Was Mitch Burrow the older quarterback that threatened to kick your ass?
No, I didn't meet Mitch until a couple years ago.
Well, the only thing I want to say about this is we try to get Lucas Hurl on the show because he's also a bad liar to go against Craig, but I think we found a contender for shitty liar. I mean, come on.
Hey, everybody thinks I'm a liar. I'm not lying or telling stories. I'm not sure why I'm here.
So when you were practicing kicking the ball, right? Like, tell us, what did that entail? Like, did you go to a park? Did you do it in your backyard, on the street?
Give us the montage.
Yeah.
The football field was open to the public in my town. So you could go there and walk around the track, or you could go on the field, and I would just go and, like, just – I had, like, 3 or 4 balls, and I would just kick them and then fetch them by myself. And, you know, it wasn't a really a move to become more popular, I realized after the fact. I mean, except that moment when I won the game, I had about a week in school where I was the shit. People were like, yo, you're the man. So all those hours paid off for like a week. And then the next game we lost, and so nobody gave a shit anymore. But
and where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kentucky.
Oh, now that changes everything.
Why?
Well, it could be true.
Did you win any others that you played, or did you get to play again?
Yeah, it was on the team. It wasn't like I just got caught off the street. Hey, you in the stands. And I'm like, oh, all right. Let me put on some gear. I had a Letterman jacket.
Just because you're on the team doesn't mean that they put you into play.
But he lettered you. So you're saying you lettered in football?
Yeah, I had a Letterman jacket.
How many years?
I lettered like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and what grade when you first lettered in football?
I think I was a sophomore.
Yeah, as a kicker?
Yeah. I went to a small school, so there was only like 30 or 40 people.
30 or 40 people in your school?
No, on the football team. We graduated with like, we had like 90 people in my class.
Yeah.
Felicia cannot help but make it so obvious that she just can't believe you were ever an athlete. Jesus
Come
Christ.
On.
And I won the game. Like, whatever. Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, unless anyone has any questions.
I have a story that's similar. You know, I was, I wasn't supposed to win in the Olympics.
You what?
Yeah.
A gymnast. Very flexible.
No.
I thought you were going to say shot put. I would have believed it.
Ah, see, that would have been believable.
So what you said, you almost went to the Olympics as a gymnast? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. It was like, right. I'm obviously not a gymnast, you know?
Still more believable than Dave Waits.
Jessica does have this little picture she put on her Facebook or Twitter where she's like a major red or ballet. And it
that was gymnastics.
It was it's adorable.
I had a fro, chubby kid with the fro.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so if there's any other questions, we maybe should move along. Jason says it's totally believable.
I believe it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you guys are all jerks. I should mention that. I think Dave's probably still a pretty good athlete.
I don't know. I saw him playing catch with Mitch Burrow on the internet earlier. And
do you know how much this man smokes? He's not an athlete.
Oh, I mean, I've really cut back on smoking. I probably smoke like 4 or 5 cigarettes a day now.
Oh, that's good.
Nice.
That is good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, right on. So let's move on. Yeah, how old were you when you started smoking? Jason Borland wants to know.
I was probably like 18.
In Kentucky?
I know. I was a late bloomer. Oh. Kentucky. Yeah, I go home. I see pregnant women smoking. People love to smoke in Kentucky. It's their thing.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on, Craig. What's your second story?
Okay. The second story is when I got arrested and smuggled some drugs into jail. I was drinking with my buddy, a coworker at Trader Joe's. We just got off work. We just chugged 2 bottles of 2-Buck Chuck because we're alcoholic drug addicts at that time. And we go bar hopping in Hermosa Beach on the pier. And then we get kicked out of every bar because we're degenerate fucking. I mean, I'm nuts and he's even more nuts. He's an ex-tweaker fool. You know, might have been.
Wait a minute, but aren't you an ex-tweaker fool?
I didn't really get full tweaker. I was more a pill head and a coke head. But yes, I dabbled in some meth. I'm not going to lie. But I didn't jump head over heels in. But it was fun. I ain't going to lie. Meth.
I dabbled.
It's way better than coke. Nobody tells you that. They don't want to admit it. It's coke that lasts for 3 days, everybody, and your dick works. So there you go. Anyways, so we're just trouble. We're just trouble. I'm a pill head at that time. I got OxyContin, a little, you know, I don't know, 2-3 pills, just a little baggie, but it's not my prescription. And then we end up, when we're leaving Hermosa Pier bars and shit, we run into these 2 girls I know, and they just got, like, we're leaving some lingerie party, so they're dressed all sexy. And then we hop in a cab with them to go to their house for the after party. And then my buddy is, like, he was a fighter. I hung out with a lot of fighters. I'm not a fighter. I'm a skinny little guy that could get beat up, so I always hung with the roughnecks, you know. Anyway, this, my buddy ends up almost fighting some dude at this house party, and it was chill. It was like 12, 14, not like a rager. So he gets kicked out, and I'm sitting on the couch next to a cute girl, and my buddy goes to me and goes, hey, let me get your car keys. I'm out of here. I just got in a fight, whatever. And I don't want to leave the girl, so I give him the car keys, and then he leaves. And then I don't know, like a minute or two passes by, and I'm like, oh, fuck, that's my car. Like, what am I doing? So I run outside, and I just see my buddy and cops pulling up. So the cops pull up, and I'm so fucked up that I go to run back into the house that I just ran out of. But I don't remember which one it was. But I'm also street smart enough to where I'm like, I can't just pick a house and try to go in, because then I'm going to get a trespassing or a breaking and entering. So then I just book it down the street. What's up, questions?
No, I'm agreeing with Jason. He's saying that you're not lying on this one because it's so smooth and you haven't looked up or to the right. or anything. I mean, you just go in with these details like they're fucking nothing.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, AA shares he's bringing to the table here.
How old were you when this was going on?
This one, I must have been about 24 or some shit. Right. 20s. So then I run down the street. The cops corner me in someone's front yard, draw guns on me. I raise my hand. I'm in my fucking Trader Joe's uniform still. We just got out of work, still got the name tag, the hoodie, the t-shirt. They start laughing at me because they realize I'm a Trader Joe's employee with his hands in the air. And they're like, why are you running? And I was like, you're chasing me. But really what I was doing is I was stuffing the bag of pills in my boxer briefs and then under my nutsack. So they search me, they handcuff me, they arrest me. So what happened was,
well, hold on. We've talked about your dick size, but how big are your balls?
Awesome balls. I got a fat sack.
I don't understand how
you balls are bigger than the dick. So then I get cuffed up. They take me back to the police car.
Let me ask you this. So how did you have your hands in the air and then tuck the pills underneath your
bike? I shoved the pills in my nutsack when I was running away, when I was running down the street.
You were running and stuffing pills underneath your jiggly nutsack and your Trader Joe's outfit?
Your Trader Joe's outfit is just a t-shirt and a hoodie. But yes, I wear boxer briefs, so they tuck right in your dick area. Very nice. You got narcotics. If you got a small amount of narcotics, just put it in your nutsack. Put it down there in your underwear. Sorry, to be more literal, not in your nutsack. What the fuck else? Okay, so now they take me back to the car, and I'm sitting in handcuffs next to the cop car, and they're questioning my buddy Steven, and I'm getting handcuffed and put in the cop car, and the girl's house we're at, they come out, and they just see me getting arrested, and I'm yelling, like, I'm sorry, Juliana, like, So here's the craziest shit. They're laughing and feel bad. They're like, fuck, I'm crying. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to jail. I was trying to get titties, now I'm going to jail. This is fuck. I'm yelling at my buddy. I'm like, fuck you, bro. I'm never hanging out with you again. You're the worst. So what happened was, I have a white Ford Ranger pickup truck at that time. My buddy goes outside and he sees a white Ford Ranger pickup truck. He gets in it and starts trying to drive it. We're in Redondo Beach. My car is in Hermosa Beach, a different fucking city, like 2-3 miles away. It just so happened that the neighbor had the exact same fucking car and it happened to be unlocked. So my buddy was able to get into it, but it wouldn't start because it was the wrong car. The neighbor goes, hey, what are you doing in my truck? And my buddy goes, fuck you, this is my homie's truck. And then I go to jail. Now I'm in jail in the cot, and I'm obnoxious, and they roughed me up. I'm talking shit. I'm on a good one. I'm shit faced on pit. I'm on narcotics and alcohol. The cops rough me up. I get a cut on my forehead. Now I'm in jail, and I smuggle the little pills into jail, and I pull it out of my stash, and I'm looking at it, and then I look up. And there's a camera in the jail cell. I'm like, ah! And then I panic and I eat all of them. Now, I just got drunk tanked. So they release you in the morning at like 7, 8 a.m. And then my buddy caught charges because he went in the guy's car. And he was on parole or probation anyways. He had been in and out of jail for some years. And then they let me go. And I'm more fucked up than when I went in. And then I go to Ralph's, buy a 32-ounce of Gatorade, chug it, puke it out on Pacific Coast Highway, and puking. And I'm even thinking in my head, I'm going to go right back to jail and go in the drunk tank again. And then I walk by this one bong shop on PCH and 190th called Global Soul. My buddy was working there at that time. He makes bongs and bubblers. And then I was like, I just got arrested. And he sees like blood on my face. He's like, yeah, I could tell. And then I steal a bubbler and a nug jar. I put in my pants and I walk out. And I'm a good person because I feel awful. And I come right back. I'm like, yo, I just took this. I'm sorry. And he's like, you're an asshole. And then I left and I drove home and I missed work. I did a no call, no show to Trader Joe's because I was in jail. We both did. And then I had all these lies ready for my managers. I was like, yo, I was in the hospital. I got hit by a car. My mom's sick, blah, blah, blah. And then finally I get to get my write up and I was like, oh, I was in jail. And they laughed at me and they wrote me up. And I didn't rat on my buddy. They said, were you with so-and-so? And I said, no. And then he
didn't tell me that you've done this and you went to jail and didn't show up to work and you couldn't call, but you got fired for a fart.
I know.
Ooh.
Because it was video. It was the video. Social media. No, believe me. I was like, you're going to fire me over fart. I missed work twice because I was in jail. Just straight up, no call, no show, because I was in jail. Okay. And then, wow. So my buddy lied. I told the truth. I said, I was in jail. And then it's a public record. They could just Google, you know, and they find out. And then my buddy lied, and he ended up getting fired. And they fired my buddy for lying. He didn't come clean.
But do you remember his other story that ended up being true, where he gave all the homeless ecstasy and he threw away the drugs and got them back? Like, he had the wherewithal to do that shit when the cops...
I've stashed drugs many of times running from the police. You just pretend like you fall. You put it in some bushes. Remember the bush. Go back to get the cocaine later. It ain't no thing. You say, that wasn't mine. You guys never fuck with narcotics for 5-6 years. You guys need to live your life right.
Well, I was married for a long time. That was danger enough. Okay, so
all right.
does anybody have any questions on that very complete, very many layered story?
So many details, even down to the bong shop, the name, his buddy, all that.
To me,
so many details.
It's so clearly true to me. You know what I mean? He told it that was so natural for him. And we talked about what a bad liar he is. Well, you guys talked about what a bad liar Craig is. And the difference in how the stories were told. It's like, we don't even need to vote on this one. That one is so true.
I agree.
I hope the first one's true just because I think it's funnier. You know,
that would be funny. Yeah.
What happened to the dick pump? You know, where is it? Did you know?
I told you, I threw it away.
You threw away the dick pump. See, I don't think you would have. That's what, if you spent all that money, you would have probably kept the dick pump. And
I think you would have traded it. I have young guys here. They trade stuff all the time that doesn't work out.
You trade a dick pump?
Nobody's trading a dick pump.
What do you have young guys at?
I'll give you one dick pump for two fleshlights. Who's doing that shit?
I'm telling you. I'm gonna think this story's a lie, maybe. I mean, we're not taking the vote now, but I just think he's been on this show three times. He's been on the live show once or twice. He said he came to play. So like, I think this
guy. Yeah, but he can't play that well.
You don't think anyone can just miraculously change into a good liar?
Craig? No. Did you hear his stories about how he felt bad about all this stuff? Like, it's in his stories. Why? Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, he jacked his friend's bong shop and walked back in and returned it.
I'm a nice guy. I'm a bad guy. That's the cutest thing
I've ever heard.
The most honest, nicest drug addict I've ever met.
Yeah.
I was a good drug addict. I was very generous. You always got well over what you were purchased. You know, you get a little extra, I give you a bong hit, extra sniff.
Yeah, he was addicted to the drugs, not the lifestyle.
How much money do you think you spent on drugs?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. 50, 60 grand, 100. Really? My entire income, 80% of it. But I was always a hustler. I never really was like sold for profit. I sold to support my habit. I wasn't like a, you know, I never made, I was a, so I did actually make quite a bit of money back, but not nearly what I spent. I don't even know, but I was broke until I stopped being a drug addict.
Jason Marino just said, keep him talking and he'll sell out his own story.
It's true. Damn you, Jason Marino.
He went into Trader Joe's. He couldn't tell them that he was in the hospital. He just blurted out, I went to jail.
That part.
They laughed. When I threw the firecrackers at the police officer, you know that bit I have that's true? And it made It made the newspaper. My manager, when I walk, I missed work because of jail that time too. He's holding up. It made the Daily Breeze in South Bay Torrance, the front page. And he's holding up the newspaper with the article. And he goes, Craig, is there anything you would like to talk to me about? I was so fucking wounded and out on bail. I was like, no, like, why are you bringing this up, dude? I got four charges. Let me go stock bananas, dude. Don't do drugs, kids. That was a cool manager. I used to sell him weed. I used to sell him ounces of weed. He's holding up an article about me going to jail for throwing firecrackers at police on horses. Going, yeah. With a big old smirk. Is there anything you want to tell me about that happened over the weekend? I'm like, God damn it.
All righty. Let's move on to Dave's second story.
Man,
this time he was a soccer player.
I'm able to keep it sports theme. I'm trying to do the opposite of Craig, not talk about my ball sack. So,
one was a stash spot.
Yes.
Doesn't count.
Also, I apologize for not being able to do the backdrop. My computer doesn't have enough processing speed, so I think that's a time to get a new computer. You know, everybody, Felicia's got like that fire thing there, and then I guess Jessica's on Mars or something.
Are you trying to put your story together last minute in your head?
No, I wouldn't do that to you guys. Come on. But I have good. I'm going to keep it sports theme. I also, when I was in high school, I played baseball. I was on the JV team because I wasn't very good. And I was pretty bad for the most part. And except one game, and it was like the regional finals or some shit. I think it wasn't the finals. We were definitely in the whatever. It was the regionals. And I was up to bat. And I'm like, never got a hit ever, and the guy threw a pitch, and then I hit a home run, and won the game. So I'm like when it comes to crunch time, I can be a real winner. It's a real surprise to everybody, myself included.
Who's your favorite baseball player?
Boy, that's tough. I probably would say.
Nolan Ryan.
No, I grew up right outside of Cincinnati. I was a big fan of Pete Rose when I was a kid, but now as an adult, I kind of realize that maybe he's a bad guy. So, that, you know, some of these guys, they outlived, you know, if Pete Rose would have like died right after his last year in baseball, we would all probably think he was great. And then the more stuff comes out about people, you're like, oh shit, they kind of suck. But I kind of like Joey Votto. He plays for the Reds right now. He's pretty good.
Okay. Jason Marino says, was that the whole story? One pump?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like Craig. I don't have a lot. I'm not a big on details or remembering stuff or. Craig's always got some homie in the story and stuff like that.
I'm from LA. I'm half Mexican. That's what we call.
I know. I know friends. I never talked to anybody ever. I don't remember stuff.
What I don't understand about your stories is that you're telling us that you were a terrible JV baseball player, but you miraculously had a magical foot.
Well, yeah, no, it does seem crazy. But, I mean, hitting a baseball is probably a lot harder than kicking a football, I would say. Because in baseball, even if you're good, that just means you're good like 3 out of 10 times when you're hitting a baseball.
Okay, that made, I don't know.
You know, like in baseball, a guy he has like a 300 batting average. That means he hit 3 out of 10 times. I mean, baseball is just a much harder sport. And, like, having hand-eye coordination is different than, like, eye-foot coordination. Is that a thing?
What was your position in baseball?
I played right field. That's where they put you. If you're a real bum, they put you out there in right field because nobody – especially like in high school, nobody's hitting it out there, so you're just kind of chilling out there.
Did you catch pop flies and stuff?
I had trouble with the pop fly judging it when it was in the air.
So you can't judge a baseball coming towards you, but you can judge a
football. Well, the football is stationary in theory, you know. Uh-huh. If somebody snaps it back, they hold it, you kick it.
I know, but it can be anywhere when they snap it back, right?
Well, they have an assigned spot where they're supposed to put the football, and you can adjust. You have a little bit more time to adjust than, like, the baseball's coming. I'm going at the football. The baseball's coming at you.
Right. Did you ever do, like, trick moves when you played football about, like, catching the ball or not kicking it and running with the ball? You ever do anything crazy like that?
I mean, one time in a football game, there was a bad snap. It went off the holder's hands, and it flew to me. I was about to kick it, and now the ball was in my hand, so I started running. And I was like, oh, shit, I was about to get tackled. So then I just threw it to the quarterback. He caught it, and he got blown up. And, but at least I didn't get hit. That's the main reason I became a kicker is I got hit in peewee football, and I realized that getting hit was fucking bad.
It sucks. Getting hit does suck.
It does suck. You know.
People don't tell you that shit. I love skateboarding, but I fell and I broke my leg when I was 12, and I never touched a skateboard again. I was like, I'm done, dude. It's
all drugs from here on out. Drugs are way easier than skateboarding.
Right. I'm just sticking with the drugs.
I didn't have the intensity. These other guys are like all amped up. They come from some broken home and they're taking out all their rage on you or some shit when they're tackling you. It fucking sucks. And I'm like, I don't have that level of, like, angst that these other dudes did. I just wanted to kick a couple balls.
Yeah. Did you have angst in right field when someone hit a ball towards you that you had?
Well, I just think maybe ADD would kick in because I would just be out there spacing out, thinking about it. It was like, I was probably thinking about Pearl Jam or something because it was the 90s and shit. I'd be like, man, Eddie Vedder's so cool. And then all of a sudden the baseball would be I'd be like, oh, fuck, I wasn't ready for that.
Eddie Vedder is the man. Good shit.
He's tight, dog.
Well, both Jasons, first Jason Marino is saying, I'm feeling first the story is a lie. Second story is true, mainly because the second story had nothing to it. And Jason is like, Borland is like, we are of the same mind. All right, so why don't, unless anybody has a specific question other than me, does anyone have any? No questions? This motherfucker, no questions, Jessica?
Yeah, I think I've already got it, but I could be wrong, but I think
All right, so then what we're going to do is we're going to have Michael Evans do a quick recap, and then we're going to take a vote.
All right, so we're going to go with Craig's stories first. I'll give you the rundown. He's about 15 or 16, and he's going to lose his virginity. He's about to lose his virginity. He's been insecure about his dick size, like a lot of dudes are around that age. And he had this buddy that used to knock out and rob people. And so he was like, hey, man, do you still have that poor piece of shit's ID that you knocked out a while back? Could I use that? I want to go down to Pleasure Island. I'm going to buy a penis pump because I'm nervous about my penis being too small for this first time. There's a wide array of penis pumps there. And he goes with like a $40 one.
Do me a favor and look Craig right in the eyes as you tell this story. Like, watch his eyes. Watch his eyes.
Okay. There's a wide array of penis pumps there. He goes with about a $40 one because that's what he can afford. That's more than I want to spend now on a penis pump, so I get it. Basically, it's a lot of pain for only a little bit of growth. It deflates immediately, so this thing is really no good. And he can't return it because he had his dick in it. And so he took it home and he fucked it twice and he tossed it in the trash can where his mom found it. She thought it was a bong. She's like, what the fuck is this? And she breaks it. He's like, mom, don't touch that, right? Long story short, the penis pump sucks. And turns out his dick isn't even small. It's a whole half of a foot long. Yeah.
Michael Optimist.
Yeah. Nice recap, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I had felt bad saying it was half a foot long. I wouldn't want guys with little dicks to feel bad about themselves out there, you know?
Well, that's a tough break for them. They must have done something bad in their past life.
Yeah, I bet they did. So in Craig's second story, he's 24. Sorry, are you ready?
To ask a quick question. What was the actual thing that went over your dick made of?
It was like a rubber pussy lips, like rubber, like a fleshlight, like a, you know. Uh-huh.
Like, but Wolverine. It wasn't see-through or anything?
It was pink.
So you're telling me that your mom looked at some pussy lips, some big pussy lips, and was like, this is a bong.
I mean, the rubber pink lips are detachable. It doesn't, it's not connected. It's like a plastic clear tube, and uh-huh. then with the pump on top, and it had pink pussy lips that you put on uh-huh. like a lid or something.
Right.
Those two parts.
And so what happened to the pink pussy lips? Did she just find it without the pink pussy lips? And if so, what were the pink, you kept the pink pussy lips,
the pink as pussy the lips
I, separately?
I kept it in my glove box in my car. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was in the trash. Both parts were in the trash.
Uh-huh. And she just
Found the tube.
Right. Okay. So she was like, oh, I'm more curious about this tube than this plastic pink pussy lips right here.
I mean, it probably fell down a little further. It was just a circle. I don't know.
Instead of a cylindrical tube, the big fat pussy lips fell down instead of the cylindrical thin tube.
In a foot long plastic tube.
Okay. A penis pump, you would shove it way down in the trash.
You would wrap it up in newspaper or something like that.
You'd wait until trash night and take it out under the cover of darkness. You wouldn't just throw it in the kitchen trash.
This guy has penis pump throwing out experience.
All right. So I've asked enough questions about the pussy lips. Okay. My apologies for interrupting, Michael. Please continue.
Oh, we're good, dude. So Craig's about 24 in the second story. He's with Steven, his Trader Joe's coworker, and they're drinking after work. They chug some two-buck chuck, and then they hit the pier, and they get nuts. And Steven gets really nuts because he's an ex-tweaker fool, and they're just trouble, and Craig's got pills on him and shit. And they're leaving the bar, and they happen to run into these, like, sexy lingerie friends of theirs that are leaving a lingerie party, incidentally. So they leave with them, and they go to a house party where Steven gets popped and in trouble for fighting, like, immediately. So he comes and gets the keys from Craig, like, yo, I'm out of here. And he goes outside to leave where the truck's not even at in the end. And Craig realizes, oh, he's going to take my rig. So he goes outside to check. And that's when the cops and Steven are all out there. He's getting arrested. And Craig wants to bail, but he doesn't remember which house he came out of. So he just starts heading down the street. The cops chase him, corner him and draw guns. They laugh at his Trader Joe's uniform. They search him. They take him down to jail. He's still got the pills on him. He's in the drunk tank. He realizes there's cameras in the drunk tank. So he eats all the pills at once, leaves jail more fucked up than he came in. Gets some Gatorade right when he gets out. Pounds the Gatorade. Now he's puking on the PCH. He thinks he's going to go back to jail. He heads into a bong shop. His buddy's working there. He steals a couple things, feels shitty about it, returns them. And then how's this story end up? He goes home. No call, no show to work. No call, no show to work, and it wasn't too big a deal. He didn't rat his buddy out, and I think that's what happened in real life, and that's really what happened.
And his buddy got fired for lying.
Oh, word. Yeah, the buddy got fired.
These are some crazy stories, Craig.
I know. You know what? I'm going to say this second story is the lie.
You're crazy. You're just trying to go the other way on it, huh?
You know why? Because maybe I was thinking maybe he was the one that got in the fight. Maybe that happened, like, where he felt threatened or got in a fight, and this, maybe that guy got fired because he's the one that, because first, like, what kind of, you said they were meth and that, and then you said it was pills, and he got roughed up in jail, and that didn't fall out of his nutsack, or they didn't check his nutsack or anything?
I don't even know where I got roughed up, but I got a scab on my forehead is all I do know.
Do I get to vote?
Go ahead, David.
Do I get to vote on this?
Of course you do.
Oh, all right. I think the second story is a lie was the lingerie friends. I feel like that was the one.
Yes, dude. That's where I'm caught up. We're leaving the bar fucked up, and then our hot friends wearing lingerie, fresh out of a lingerie party, just walk by. So we go, where are you guys going? And now we're hanging out with the lingerie. It's just too perfect.
Yeah that part.
Girl, and you're hot, and you're in lingerie, and you see two guys in Trader Joe t-shirts.
Yeah, you're going to get wet.
My buddy had blue eyes. I'm not a bad looker. They fucking said, come on. I already knew him. I did coke with them 20 times before that day.
Okay. All right. Any other point? I'm sorry, interrupt.
Well, I'm definitely going to say that the first one is a lie. And the lingerie girls, have you seen the women that Craig has gone out with? They're very, very attractive. And there's a reason that, Chris D'Elia totes him around. You know, women like him.
Because he's got that half hog. He's got that half hog. Yeah, that guy's got half a nice dick.
I don't think he's lying about that. He probably has half a nice dick, like you say.
got a sufficient cock.
But I definitely, the way that Craig tells stories, I'm going to say for sure that the first one is a lie. The penis pump is a lie. And the second story is 100% true.
I agree. And the first one's a lie because also with his mom, it's not like, I found something drug related and it was my kids. I think if I found it in the garbage, I would go, well, they were getting rid of it. You know what I mean? It's not like finding it in use or like on your dresser. Like if she thought it was a bong, it's like, would she go, what the fuck? And smash it. It's like, yeah, yeah, chill. Why'd you, now you got to clean this up. It was already in the trash.
My mom's old school Mexican lady that thinks one roach is the devil. And my dad, on the other hand, he made this.
Well,
he likes the party.
Yeah, and never say, come on, chill, it was in the trash to your mom, because that'll set us off, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. Like,
windmills, bitch, windmills. I'm going to stick with that. I want to say, because this is his third time playing the game, and I'm going to stick, and so he is very focused on this story. So I'm going to say the second one is the lie. Jason says, I am a completely wrong.
Will you guys please vote already? The suspense is killing me.
Okay.
Yeah, the best part about this game is that I was sober when I heard the first two stories, and now I'm completely drunk because I've been drinking the entire show. And clearly, Felicia, you're just playing the devil here. You know he's lying on the first one. You know the second one is the truth. Every time you ask him a question, he's like, oh, yeah, that's a fact I remember off the top of my head that completely fits the story. There's no way he's lying on the second one.
Okay. All right, Craig.
Are the votes in?
The votes are in, right? Yeah. Which story?
Okay. The first one is about 80% true, 75% true. It is partly false. I did not try to return it, and I did throw it away, but my mother did not find it. I wrapped it in newspaper, and it was gone. So mom didn't find it.
You at least got the lie right. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, it still has to be truth-based or I'll be like, the second story is completely true.
All right.
Sorry, Felicia.
But he did buy a dick pump.
I did. That's true.
Right.
I just didn't return it and my mom didn't find it.
He wrapped it up like a fish and exposed of it.
And I did fuck it two times.
Well, my apologies that I thought the second one was a lie, but but by the way, you did so much better. Congratulations on that. You know, you still did great. All right, let's move on to Dave's stories.
All right,
Dave's both are false.
Yeah. Dave's a hero in both stories. He had a plan coming in. So, all right, Dave's first story, he played on the football team in high school. He's the kicker, and he's having a game where by halftime he'd missed two field goals and an extra point, so he's kind of having an emotional fit about it, which doesn't look very cool to the other guys, right? And the other team is up so much in the second half and toward the end of the game that they shouldn't have been moving the ball through the air anymore. It was just kind of rude and kind of stupid because they ended up throwing a pick that led Dave's team back in, and he starts panicking because he goes, man, I might have to end up saving this thing with a field goal at the end. And so his coach comes over. He's like, hey, are you nervous, Dave, you fucking idiot? It's not the Super Bowl. And then someone else threatens to kick his ass if he misses it. And so long story short, he ends up hitting, and he's a hero for a couple of weeks.
Hey, you made my story seem cool and shit.
He told your story better than you.
I know. I was like, man, I should let this guy write my book.
All right, so Jason Borland has a question, if you wouldn't mind unmuting Jason.
Okay, as the high school kicker, you played the whole season, correct? I'm assuming you played the whole season.
This is like a Jessica question. Yes, I was on the team.
Yeah, so you were the kicker the whole season, right? So every time we scored a touchdown, you had to kick a field goal, right?
Well, yeah, an extra point, you know, provided that.
Okay, how many did you make?
Oh, I probably made about extra points, probably like 60% of those.
See, he's a liar. You know how I know you're a liar? Every field goal attempt is missed in high school. That's the lie right there. Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know. This guy's never seen Friday Night Lights or some shit. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Also, I'd like to say I think that Dave told on himself.
I told on myself?
Yeah, when you said it, the football players, the other ones are way more gung-ho than you and all about football, and that you really didn't fit in. I mean, that tells me right there that, yeah, you sat on the bench if you were on the team, quietly.
Yeah, all right. Jeez. I thought this was about lying. I didn't know it was a roast.
Jesus Christ.
Let's take a vote. What do you think, Craig?
Well, you didn't even talk about the other story yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies. Go ahead, Michael.
The other story where I was the hero.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all right. So more sports in the second story. He played JV baseball, and he was pretty bad except once. It was big regionals at bat, and he's never gotten a hit before, and he hits a walk-off shot to win the game for his first hit ever, and he's the hero again with the game-winning at bat.
I think the second story is true and the first story is a lie.
Agreed.
Whoa. I believe the first story. And the second story, if you never got a hit, why are you in the batter's box in this big regionals game?
Just because it was like JV and they just wanted to give everybody a shot and shit.
Wow, okay.
What grade is this? What grade were you in?
Oh, I think I was like 10th. Grade when this happened?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, what is it, Jason?
No, JV is middle school, right? And varsity is high school, right?
No. JV, you could, if you suck that bad, you could be a senior in JV. It's you could be a freshman on varsity if you're that good. It's just
eventually I quit baseball and ran track because I got tired of it.
Because his legs, that would check out. His legs were all that worked on him, it sounds like.
Jesus Christ, I can't, I'm going to say the first one is a lie. I'm going to say the first one's a lie.
I agree.
Michael?
I'm going to say the first one's true, second one's a lie.
Oh, you're going to go with Craig. Oh, Craig, are you with us? Or?
I say baseball's true, football's a lie.
Yeah, and Jason?
A lie. First story's a lie because he's a liar.
I'm the only one. Let's go. I'm the only one. I want it.
Jason is funny, dude.
Jason look like they could be brothers.
Yeah, very true. Jason Marina says first is true, second is lie. Oh, he's with Michael. All right. So, which story is the lie?
Oh, the second story is a lie. I mean, there was barely anything to the story. I don't know why.
You bastard. You betrayed me.
I did. There was a game.
So good to win.
There was a game in baseball, JV baseball, where I hit it, and it was a long fly ball that went, like, to the warning track, and it was almost a home run. But, football, I practiced all the time. I went to kicking camps. It's not completely unbelievable. But when you're a kicker, Jessica, you are like separated from the rest of the team because you're doing a different practice than the other people on your team.
So you were social distancing way back when?
Yeah, I mean, I was, me and my friend who was also like on the bench, we were kind of like the guys on the Muppets, and we just made fun of the coach and the other teammates. Our senior year, our coach flipped out on us because we were always laughing at him because he would give these like big emotional speeches like you'd see in the movies to get us pumped up, and then we'd go lose by like 50 points. Aww. So it was a real lesson in that those speeches are bullshit because they would get everybody in the locker room would be so fired up. We'd be like, oh, fuck yeah. And then we'd go out there and get crushed. And you're like, oh, this guy might be full of shit. You know,
wow.
The adults might be lying to us.
There we go. There we go. Great stories, guys. And Craig, you did great this time.
I did it finally.
You were really
good. I'm so proud of you, Craig. I really am.
Yeah,
you nailed the lie, and it's an actual lie. Like, the meat of the story is a lie, and I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, you're great. Also, thank you, guys.
The meat of the story, you get it?
Oh, the weenie of the story.
Well, thank you guys for being such great guests and great sports, and thank you for sharing some of your pandemic with us. Is there anything you would like to shout out? Like, where exactly, Dave, can they find the Door Guy series at? And I know you have a podcast, Craig. What you guys got?
Yeah, just go to my Instagram. I post all the videos on there. So Dave Waite Comedy. Go to my Instagram, you know, just the gram. That's where I'm living.
Oh, geez. Same thing for me. Craig P. Conant on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that jazz. Check me out. Got lots of fart videos and gardening tips.
What about your podcast?
Oh, Community Service Podcast. Thank you. How the fuck I forget that? Community Service Podcast on all platforms streaming. And we talk about farts and drugs. And I'll probably talk about these stories. I don't think I ever talked about them on my podcast.
Well, there you go. How about you, Michael?
You can follow my Instagram at Michael Evans, LOL. And I have a podcast with Mike Mazzalotti called Lunch Money. It's live on Facebook every Wednesday at 1 p.m. And it's a fun podcast. So tune in.
Okay. Okay. And thank you very much, Jason Borland and Jason Marino, for playing along. I'm Felicia Michaels. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels during the quarantine. Thank you for doing the hard thing with your hands, Jason Borland. You are drunk. Anyways. But we will be going live and playing this game throughout the quarantine on Monday, Wednesdays, and Friday through Zoom. If you guys are listening and you want to play along, look for our flyers and the links on our Twitter page and on our Instagram page.
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Follow me. I link shit to the Liars Club. It's great. You'll love it. And you have finally, by Craig Conant, been lied to.
I'm not telling that one.
Will the real liar please stand up?